Hi S2, it's Miss Curry here to give you a whistle-stop tour of what you can expect from drama if you pick it for S3. So we will continue some of the skills that you have been working on through S1 and S2, but really in S3 we start to focus much more on the element of performance and to encourage you to develop the skills required for either acting in performance or to think about technical theatre in performance. So for the acting part, you will continue to develop your use of voice and movement skills, and we will work on a range of different styles of performance, which really is a very exciting addition to your drama learning in S3. So we will look at devising, and we devise a number of productions which are then performed, and we will also begin to work a lot more with scripted work, where you will develop a character from the words in the text, analysing that to create the right voice and movement concept. Moving into technical theatre, we open up that world much more to you in S3, and we start to think about how lighting, props, sound, set design, costume, makeup and hair all really has a very important impact on our productions. And you get the chance to explore that through design and implementing some of those in performance. Drama in S3 will give you a fantastic opportunity to develop your skills as a performer and also as a technical designer. Drama is not only for people who want to pursue a career in theatre, it's for people who want to develop skills such as communication, analytical thinking, problem solving, working in a team, leading a team, and being able to manage stressful situations under pressure. So if these skills are something you think you will need in the future, I would strongly recommend that you consider taking drama into S3. If you've any questions about the course, then you know where to find me, and I would look forward to welcoming you into drama in third year.